time.
Check, 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 check.
Whoa, dude.
Check.
I just did a fucking smelling salt. That was awesome.
The idea of time.
Wait, are we going yet? Or wait, time. Nate's holding a Zen up there. Nate.
This does relate. Years are time. Years are how we count time.
Are we starting?
Yeah.
Because Nate was saying check, 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 so I didn't know.
Leave it in, leave it in.
Joy Tactics, it makes me feel so free. It makes me feel so good. It makes me want to be free. It makes me want to sing. It makes me say hello. It makes me greet the whole world, sunshine. Makes me want to be here. Makes me want to fly. It makes me feel so free. Why can't I feel so free like I like Joy Tactics?
Mm-hmm. Can I add this to my canon?
The
smelling salts? Yeah. What's it called? Ward?
I don't know.
VVV, VY, Viv.
This is a fun little thingy to bring around and make people feel cool. All right. So today begins a short detour. We're going to be going through every single year, presumably, but this one is about 1 AD. So that's the beginning of time, as Eric was saying, in terms of calendar-wise, obviously.
Well, that's after the, what they call?
Big bang.
No.
The big religious bang.
It's after Christ. And I can't remember what happens. Oh, it's the birth of Jesus, dude. I always think it's the death. But it's the birth of Jesus.
So then can there be, is this
Anno Domini?
Is this year 29 JD? See what I'm saying? Because I'm 29 years old.
What? What?
What I'm saying is AD means after the Jesus was born or whatever, 1 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have 1 JT, which was a year ago? The time period that begins when Joy Tactics started.
Well, it's almost a year and a half at this point. But yeah, we should have it. There is a new era being ushered in by us and our conversational abilities.
So if you're filling out your tax forms this year, which I don't recommend doing.
Don't do it. See what happens.
Don't do it and tell the IRS to, you can collect, you want $1,000? Here's 1,000 bullets.
This is what happens when the IRS come to my door after 10 years of not filing taxes. I put the JBL Bluetooth speaker out the window. Many men.
go back.
I come out. Haven't slept in a few days. Looking crazy. Swinging some grenades.
You owe $2,100.
Yeah.
Why aren't people doing like storming the Capitol shit on like the IRS? Where is the IRS like headquarters? Like, it's probably in Washington, D.C., right?
I don't think it's in the continental United States. I think they keep it underground under a volcano in one of those islands we're not allowed to
right.
know about.
See, they were very smart because like every governmental head has a specialty building. The Pentagon, you know where it's at, you know what shape it is, the White House. You know where it's at. You know what color it is, what shape it is.
That is.
But the IRS is the most. You don't know what shape it is. You don't know what color that building is. You don't know where the fuck it's at.
Let me guess. It's all beige and boring. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they could do? They could change the shape of the. You know how when you see sometimes a play that the set pieces move around?
Mm-hmm.
So what if the Pentagon it was on some sort of rig where it could be a different shape all of a sudden?
It's a diamond all of a sudden?
And then it turns into a
diamond. Oh, chill.
Oh, wrong target. That's not the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. Chill. Undo it. The Pentinguin.
Oh.
New shape. So 1 AD, okay?
So
the sun
what
rises.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is born on the same day. The first ever moment.
Yeah, Jesus is a baby. He's chilling in the... Well, here's what I can't tell. Is 1 AD, Jesus is a year old, so he's almost becoming a toddler? Or is there 0 AD? There must be, right?
Oh, do you think?
Is 0 AD the day there that he comes out, the Virgin Mary?
0 AD is when he comes out.
All right, so that's out, when he's up in the manger.
And then 1 is where he turns 1 years old, right?
All right, I think we so all it's agree 1 year old. The Roman Empire is going crazy at this point.
Well, they called it the year of consulship of Gallus Caesar and Lucius Paulius. okay, so that's what this year was known as. Why? Be careful what questions you ask, because they were up to some naughty behavior, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, listen. The preceding year is 1 BC. There is no year zero in this numbering scheme. The Anno Domini dating system was devised in Anno Domini in AD 525 by Dionysius Exiguus. Of course.
This is back when words were much more delicious in the mouth.
Words, you could chew on them a little bit more. Because he didn't,
Augustus.
Because they didn't have fast food or anything to eat, so you had to eat on vocabulary. There were no chicken nuggets.
There was only saying Julian. What are you going to do? You're going to say something? Dionysus?
Lucius Paulus.
Anno Domini. Furthermore, Boris. Oh, this is a good one. You want to hear about some other people who were born the same year? Because it's not just Jesus, by the way. This is about to be the new mascot of this fucking podcast community, I could tell. Sextus Afranius Burrus.
Burrus. That's of course a Roman Praetorian prefect.
And what's that?
So basically the podcast has just evolved into us reading just a Wikipedia page slowly over the course of an hour.
No, this is what we just word that Jack and I put together.
It's hypervolved. Okay. It's not a devolve.
You know who chose his ass to rule as prefect? Who chose Sextus Afranius Burrus to rule as prefect? You were not going to believe this.
Was it Gallia Narbonensis? No, it wasn't.
No. It's Agrippina the Younger. It's Agrippina, dude.
You think if you're trying to tell me what laws to follow and your name is Agrippina the Younger... Trust me, I'm going to be laughing my way to the guillotine, okay? You're not telling me shit.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up to me named Agrippina and says, stop running and drinking, peeing in the well. I'm going to say, guess what? Your name sounds
not
like
happening. Yes, plant. Change your name. Oh, and guess who died that year? Guess who died the year that Jesus was born? And how interesting.
Satan.
And I'm gonna try to read this name respectfully. Amani Shekheto, the Queen of Kush.
The Queen of Kush. Wow.
Damn, why are these names perfect? They did it so good. Now we got fucking
interesting. I know. That's wild, right? The Queen of Kush passes away the same year that Jesus is born and brings in a whole 2,000 years of anti-drug warfare through his preachings. There's no coincidence there.
Amani Shekheto, the Queen of Kush. Now, Kush, also known as Nubia, this is a region along the Nile River, of course, that encompasses, of course, the area between the first cataract of the Nile, with then confluences, the blue and white Niles, as they say, or something. So what I presume they're speaking of is Egypt.
So was Egypt popping off at this point, or were they just kind of on the way?
Oh, Egypt, dude. Egypt had been going crazy. By the time the Romans were around, let me just put it like this. Let me blow your mind for a second. By the time the Romans were doing their thing and everybody was being all Roman with it, Egypt was already in ruins. Egypt was already, the pyramids were already ancient. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I'm not
Do you think
kidding,
there
dude.
Was like one dude who just like was just lived, you know, like kind of owned the pyramids and just kind of chilled there? Like who was chilling around the pyramids? Was there a society?
That's unknown.
Oh, let me say unknown. An idea.
I believe there was a force field around them that didn't allow anybody in.
Or do you think the pyramids were basically like the freaking trap house of the ancient human beings, and those were the smallest things that fucking existed back then? See what I'm saying? And that's the only way they survived the crazy attack from planet whatever. But actually, there was pyramids that were a billion times bigger. And these were the losers. You know what I'm saying? This is the trailer park. Those pyramids were the trailer park of the ancient pyramidic societies. That's my theory.
There's nothing more mind-blowing to me when I see a painting, like an old-ass painting. I'm talking a thousand-year-old painting that is showing people like living in the ruins of Rome that were already ruins a thousand years ago. You see what I'm saying? We've been around for so long, and decay has always been a part of our culture, as a, so to speak, as human beings, if I may put it like that. Do you see what I'm saying? That's interesting to me.
That is interesting. And do you think aliens were coming around then? Like, they were definitely...
That's when they were like, all right, we got this. Like, no need to worry. Like, they're... You know what I mean?
Do you think they saw the Colosseum, though, and they saw them floating boats in a stadium, and they were like, wait. Hold up. Check this out, right. Yo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, maybe let's be careful.
That was probably one of the first signs. They put a boat in an arena. That was the first, like, kind of...
And lions and tigers as well.
Oh, that was the first BTS. Was like a... They didn't have, like, bands and shit. They had fucking boats. And that was their entertainment, was people killing each other. That was their boy bands back then.
That's what makes me violence. Sick. That's what makes me ill.
But they had to have had, like, one... Like, an entertainer open up. And then, you know, do a little song or something like that. Sing the Roman national anthem. There had to have been like a little, like some famous singers back then.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's one of the most natural talents that belongs to a human being that just pours out of us.
You don't think that Fergie existed back then as she is right now?
The reincarnation.
Fergie's an ancient. Fergie is ancient
spirit.
Not a spirit, dude. That body is the same that it was. It's the same exact body and molecules that existed 2,000 years ago. That's
She's
the same
what
person.
We call in the Hebrew faith a golem. She is made of clay, and I don't actually know anything else about golems.
Dude,
other than that.
I read a book about a golem.
What was
it? And I'm not talking about Lord of the Rings, okay? That's Gollum. Golem book. Watch, I'm going to type in golem book and it's going to pop. Oh, I think it was called The Golem.
I've been trying to write a story about a mint golem.
It was called the Golem and the Genie. And the Genie.
My mom's name's
Genie. Yeah. This episode is getting off to an amazing start. So wait, but when you say, because you've said mint golem before, but I think you're talking about Gollum from...
No. The golem, the mint golem. That's my fictional
can you
character.
Describe that, Jack?
Everybody has, of course. So I have a pen name, Herman Salenti. That is the name under which I come up with my creative authorings. So the mint golem, I mean, there's the succulator, which I won't get into, but that's basically Dracula. But the mint golem is a golem that lures you in by smelling so delicious. What is that minty fresh? It's fresh. I feel like I'm breathing for the first time. Let me walk towards that smell. Then you get into the lair. You get into the cave. All of a sudden, big ass dude made out of clay with mint leaves growing all out of him. And what does they do? Smash you? I don't really know what a golem does.
Nobody knows. You're not supposed to.
I feel like
to.
That was like on the ancient think tank for like mythological beings, like that kind of got on the chopping block. Like, I don't know, we already got like the siren and it has like hot girls and they kind of like draw in boat ship seafarer.
Is the golem a good guy? Because look, a golem is a creature formed out of lifeless substances such as dust or earth, brought to life by ritual incantations and sequences. You guys like those, right?
Oh, I'm thinking sequential thoughts.
Right. Of Hebrew letters. Okay. And I know Eric's got a couple of those tattooed on him. So the golem brought into being by a human creator becomes a helper or a companion or a rescuer of an imperiled Jewish community. I think by Jewish, they meant all people in the world. But That's interesting. That changes the plot of the Mint Golem a little bit. It's not a monster that lures you into a cave to eat you.
Well, this is a, listen, don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Like, you're thinking of new things. This is what creativity is like. We're break out of the mold, I would say.
Right.
And can I just say, because you brought up this idea of a Mint Golem has been around for a long time in our friendship. I've known about it for probably 6 years. And when I thought of, when you said Mint Golem, I thought about like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, but he's made of some type of mint fudge or something. And it's like a treat.
We don't communicate.
So that's always what
I Candyland. Yeah.
We need to practice radical communication much more than we do.
I think we do. I think this is our best effort yet.
Oh, over communicate.
This podcast, it's almost like we're doing a filterless style of communication right now. And I hope everybody realizes this. This is walled down communication.
Yeah. You want to try communicating as good as you possibly can right now?
Yes, I would love to.
Then go right ahead.
I would love to as well.
Then you go right ahead, Nate, too.
Thank you for teeing me up like that. I really appreciate that. All right. So next up, we're going to talk about Asia in the AD1. We're going to see what's going on on the... We dipped into the Western Hemisphere. Now we're going to go to the Eastern Hemisphere now. Okay, so in Asia, you're not going to believe this, but Confucius was given his first royal title to some other guy. Can you believe that? Confucius and Jesus existed in the same couple of years.
And Seneca, the Stoic philosopher. What... Something's going on in year one. I'll just say it like that. Something was in the water. You know what I mean?
So three people were... Yes, I do know what you mean. Three people were all born of three different philosophies at the same time.
Wow. The birth of varied philosophies? Holy shit.
Hi, and you know what's funny? There's three people on this podcast. And we have three very differing philosophies. Who do you think is Confucius? And who do you think
that's
is
Nate. Jesus?
Confucius,
Jesus, and Seneca? This
Jack
is very
is
interesting.
Seneca, Nate is Confucius, and I'm Jesus.
Well,
I think that's it.
Can I learn who Seneca is first? Before
yeah,
I
let me
you're
read
Jesus
you. Let
because
me...
you're going to die early.
I'm going to die in my Jesus year, 33. Listen to some Seneca quotes, Jack, and see
Lucius,
if they don't rock with you.
Is this Lucius Annaeus?
Seneca, but of
the
it
younger.
Is.
Damn, dude, I gotta be the fucking younger after I talk to that shit. That's
listen to his first quote. I think you'll rock with this. Okay. Sometimes even to live is an act of courage.
Wow.
That's what I think every time I look in the mirror.
You know what I have a problem with is the Stoic philosophers. So they all were around this time, right?
Okay.
And they had a lot of great philosophy on how to live life and how to act in your professional, personal life, everything. But wasn't like Rome just
a bunch of bricks?
Cruel, like just, I imagine that government system was just so... like awful, you know what I'm
saying?
Well,
listen to another quote of his. You said cruel, right? You said cruel, Rome is cruel. This is what Seneca says in Seneca's Morals: of a happy life benefits anger and clemency. And we all like to discuss clemency. This quote goes like this: all cruelty springs from weakness.
Wow, that's something I can agree with.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say to your ass when you make fun of how I eat and how I decide to live my life. And
so this dude was forced to take his own life.
Oh, he was forced to?
Forced to take his own life. If someone was forcing me to take my own life, I'd be like, no, you do it.
Nah, you do it.
Yeah, you got to think about this. Unless it was, you know.
Forced to take your own life? Somebody like, kill yourself.
Because he tried to kill some, he tried to, so much drama back then.
Dude, those are dramatic times.
Stoics, what's their whole thing? It's like, what is it? What are they really? What is that? It's...
Well, you read the whole book.
I did. Okay, so it's all about kind of not existing and just kind of moving forwards like a brick. All I got to say is these people who came up with the Stoic shit, they did not have the options that we had these days.
They were not able to watch Malcolm in the Middle blackout drunk every night of the week.
They were not able to.
You know what I mean?
I do. That is what I'm saying.
And I don't know what I mean by Elden Ring. But
yeah, I do. Yeah, right. I think we all get it.
Right.
Why do I think that these people would have the most bussin' fucking reality TV of all time? If they could have, if they had the abilities to. The ancient Roman reality show.
Oh my God. Why don't we make this right now? Why don't we make this right now and we can be in every season? It's called Ancient Life or something like that. And everybody has to live in sort of, you could even do it in, what's it called? That was a volcano out. No.
Pompeii.
Yeah, set it in Pompeii. You get all type of influencers, actors. Tom Hanks's children. Yeah, and we all get in there and we have to live like we're Romans. And you only have access to Roman technology, only access to Roman style foods.
So it's like Survivor mixed with the real world mixed with the History Channel.
That's
come on. Who's somebody's listening to TLC right now? Somebody's on the Discovery team right now, Discovery Plus. Hit us up.
Oh God,
now.
I just goddamn it.
Hit our line. We should. Over. I'm not kidding. We should go pitch this show. I'm not kidding you.
All right. Let's
and
they'd pause.
Be all pissed off the whole time.
Let's get a development exec on the line right now. Do you think we could
call him up easily?
Yeah. Which production company? Yeah, which network?
Just say which one.
Okay. Let's do today. I'm bored. Let's do Hulu. Can you imagine? That's what some people live like. Sean Penn.
Why do I feel like this is an Illumination project?
What does that mean?
The Minions.
The Minions
people.
It's
make
possible.
A bold switch into reality, crazy reality TV.
It's very possible that it is.
Wait, can I share something?
Yeah.
Real quick. This has just been on my mind. It was a TikTok I watched last night, alien related. And I just can't get it out of my fucking head.
What happened?
So there was, it was a really, really low quality like video.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some lawyer that represents some people that are, I don't know, involved in like Area 51 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I talked to a guy. He said they have ground in Area 51 that are there. They want to be there just to check up on us. Okay. And they have them behind a glass window. And they took some guy who was like a stenographer. And he's like, you know, not. Is my connection going crazy?
Yeah.
We're kind of lightly.
We can hear you lightly. Yeah.
It's just so quite interesting what is occurring here. What did I bring up last time? Something highly classified information.
You definitely did.
Jesus Christ.
It's just interesting, I will say that. Anyways, the alien was telepathically communicating with the stenographer or something like that. And he said, he asked him, you know, why are you guys here? And he's like, just, you know, just to like check up on you guys. And he asked him where he's from. He said, we're from your galaxy. And then he mentioned that he's like, who's all orchestrating this? And he said, well, it would be what you guys would refer to as God.
Oh.
But it's not what you think it is. Ain't that some crazy shit?
So now what could that mean? What are you doing? What is
it? I think it's just one. This is my interpretation of it. There's one super powerful creature, okay, that is so dominant. Maybe it's a computer that they created,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of the all seeing thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Fergie.
If Fergie was the one representative,
you think a normal function, living organic. Being made of organic matter could come up with London, London Bridges coming down song? No.
I don't believe
that's
so.
Where she blew her fucking cover. Got you, Fergie. It green matter comes out of her head.
Someone tells me my internet is about to just blow out right now.
It feels like it's on its last legs. Why don't you just chill for a second, let it relax, let it take a breath, and let Jack and I just chat.
Yeah.
It legit does. Like, whenever you go on a storytelling monologue, it does.
Yeah.
It's like it has trouble. It has trouble, like, mm-hmm. doing the, you know what I'm saying?
It's got no endurance. It's got zero endurance.
Let me just catch people up real quick just for the internet saga here. Okay. I just want to let you guys know my due diligence of what's been going on here. Okay. Not only have I upgraded my internet once, I've upgraded it 3 times. Okay. The speeds. I've had a guy.
It's unbelievable, I would say. That is crazy.
There's no way.
Oh my god. could...
The timing is so this crazy. Is like,
it's like month 3 of this happening.
Just the line that he went out. Just to catch everybody up. So I've upgraded my internet 3 times.
3 times.
Boing, out.
Boing, out.
Oh my god.
Yep.
That this is awful. This is really awful.
I don't
awful.
Even know what to. It's just a unit. Oh, he's Uh-oh. Back.
He's logging in. Okay. Get ready. Do you think we're gonna get Nate at like a 10?
10 rage.
What if he's just butt naked right now? Oh, okay. He's back off.
Oh man.
I think
dude,
I'm gonna
Should we what?
I feel like we should make a little jingle that's like for Nate's internet corner section of the mm-hmm. podcast because
it's got to be him swearing.
It just, we have to flip this setback into a comeback, whatever.
I know.
Is it ethical to keep going without Nate right now?
I think we just have to keep going. I think we have to. I think, and you and I have never dialogued like this, just one-on-one. So I think the people are going to see sort of a new side to our friendship, which is what people have been asking me about, can't wait to know about. So
yeah, we first met in Chicago, just doing comedy. I'm very actually grateful for this moment because I've been meaning to pick your brain for a long time.
What do you want to know about me, man?
Well, you're asking me what do I want to know about you, but you're telling me what you want me to ask you.
Yeah,
what
ask
is
it.
That watch, dude? Holy crap.
It's a Seiko Turtle, dude. And my mom got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, my. All right. Nate's logging back in right now. Diagnostics iPhone. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm back.
Hi, Nate.
You know what, Nate?
Good God. Hold on 1 second. Pause.
Okay. I have a couple questions.
Go.
I just want to get to the bottom of this. On any of our remote field pieces that Nate has done from the Death House in Chicago, has he ever had internet drop out? No, he hasn't.
No, it's only in his
domicile.
Current place of residence, domicile in Silver Lake, California, Los Angeles. What could that mean? You know, Nate is by the LA, one of the murder houses where the Manson family went all crazy and killed many. So maybe it's sort of a curse that is spreading across the internet waves in the area.
Because they were entertainers, right? So maybe there's like a curse of like, if I had to get murdered, even though I wanted to do it.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't fucking.
Then your podcast isn't blowing up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because their ghosts are petty like that. Casper, dude. The petty ass ghost, they should call this.
You know what we've never done an episode on? Ghostly figures. Have we? Ghosts.
So you mean Republican Senate? Yeah.
Man.
So what did you guys talk about while I was gone?
Dude, it was a very intriguing conversation, mostly talking about how we can't believe this is happening to your computer, and we can't believe that it's that you're being cursed like this, wondering what you've
I'm
done
wondering if people think it's like to cute deserve and this. Funny or if they're
no,
just
I
like
think it's beginning to
piss off. If it's,
I think
if
it's starting
angry
to enrage.
But rage, you know what's funny? Rage is actually I have to appreciate it because it's deeper than just a podcast. Oh, we're fucking around. Like, this is real. This is a narrative with people in, that we care about in a world that no one's ever seen before called podcasting. So I'm interested. I'm invested, actually, when I see things like this. And I'm not just,
I just think it's
that
interesting.
It's like a plea to keep people listening, you know.
It's just like, what other podcast do you know that's like, that does it like this, where there's like connectivity issues? Like, you never listen to Smartless and like they're just like, Sean Penn is like, can't.
Well,
I mean, I know he's not the host, but whatever.
He should be.
The regular guest that's like doing a residency on the show for months on at a time.
I think I'll just say it like this. We show people raw, unfiltered shit. That, and most celebrities would be afraid of that, afraid of the world seeing what they really like. But we let them see exactly what we are every moment. And yeah. I think, like, literally, we have to, we don't like to pat ourselves on the back very much, do we?
I can't.
No, honestly, never.
Too big.
We do. We could use that more.
But we could use that more, a little more self-congratulation. And actually, I congratulate us for dealing with this in such a sort of adult manner.
I congratulate us too, and I accept the congratulations too. And Eric, you're in your mom's house?
I'm at my mom's house right now.
Oh shit, I was there last night.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Dang.
Hey,
oh, man. Whoops.
I'm sorry for laughing at that.
Maybe at a point where that's I'm like funny. Doing a little better in life, that would have been making me laugh and I could laugh it off. But like, it actually hurts
because it's true. Because the thing is, it's true.
If I started crying,
would you accept me as your stepfather?
I think I would. I want my friends to be my family. You know what I'm saying?
Ohana.
I know that when we all have kids, we are going to be matchmaking and you guys are going to be getting crazy ass, what I call dowries.
What do you mean? Like,
you know what a dowry is, right?
I think so. It's like a present when you get married.
That's 100% right on the money. And so, do you guys think we're all going to have daughters or all going to have sons?
Daughters.
Jack, your ass is having a daughter. That's for sure. All right? I could already tell.
What does that mean, bitch?
I just sense it in your
Well,
in
I'm
your
a vehicle for the
seed.
Female female. What do you
race.
No.
I think I'm going to have like the first, like, you can bust in an Android and it can create like a half human, half robot type of thing.
Cyborg.
Like that thing from Alien, Romulus.
Yeah.
Exactly. Romulus. Great name.
Trying to get his ass to fucking football practice, dominating every game.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to have a director of photography. Gender doesn't matter, but I know that they're going to be doing that shit for sure. A DP.
Congratulations.
So this episode has gone off the rails, but in a way that I think is so intriguing.
Well, in a way that can be a shortcut. Sometimes you got to go off the rails to skip the
right
boring part of the track.
Like in the, remember that hydro plane game? Not hydroplane. Do you guys remember these vehicles? Hydro?
Skidding. Or what's it called? Drifting.
Plane. Dude, this game was so sick. I wonder if this is bringing back memories for anyone.
I just saw somebody hydroplaning. Can't remember why.
It's called Hydro Thunder. Oh, do y'all
Hydro
remember
kids,
these?
Hydro wife.
No, it's not a time for joking. This is called Hydro Thunder, and you're in these boats that could kind of fly, and you're just racing through the ocean. And once in a while, like you can do in Mario Kart, you take a shortcut.
Oh, I remember this.
And yeah. The shortcut can be rocky and difficult, and there's a high risk of crashing, but the rewards can be immense.
Let me give you a Google image. Did anybody get down with this? F0X.
No. Yeah. What
now,
the hell is that?
That was a very similar game.
Fox.
Ooh, look at those graphics. You would be in a crazy vehicle, and you would be racing.
Oh, I did play this.
That was nice. You hit the pink power-up juice. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we model...
Strawberry milk.
Oh, you mean my new stage name? Welcome to the stage.
And you're doing miming?
I'm doing miming at the strip club.
Hypersexual miming?
Miming at the strip club.
Yeah.
I mean, stripping is kind of a form of mimery, right? They don't really talk.
It's sexual miming.
And you are kind of just imagining like, oh man, I wonder what that would be like. You see what I'm saying?
I don't, because I'm so busy trying to throw dollar bills and hit them right in the middle of the forehead.
Crumple them up. So they're shoot them through like an empty toilet paper roll.
What are those like plastic guns that shoot dollar bills? I think that's just exactly what it is. Yeah, it's a money gun.
Cash gun.
When we get our first residual checks for the whatever show we're going to be on, whatever, we're throwing a Joy Tactics bash for all the patrons. Mm-hmm. And actually all the people that want to be patrons but can't afford it.
And instead of putting cash in that thing, we're putting Chipotle receipts up in that piece. Mm-hmm. Because we got guacaritos for everybody. So while we get drunk and we're going to have made our own. When are we going to be multimedia musicians?
Well, I don't know. The minute that inspiration hits us, because we all have the talent.
I want to feel what it's like.
Is it worth it?
Can we pack out a warehouse? Nate, we're going to throw you a verse on Summer 2021 and just let loose for once. When is this party going to happen? I'm so sad.
I'm not kidding. I heard. I didn't even go to this wedding, but I heard about a friend's wedding, and actually they've become what you call divorced. But they had a wedding that was at a damn warehouse, and they brought in a donkey, and the donkey had all different types of tequila strapped to it. And you just walk around and pour it, take the tequila off a donkey, pour it in a cup, start drinking. Crazy band and unlimited food, tacos.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't we exist like that more? Why don't we interact with each other like
I'm
that
so
more often?
I'm so sick of that. I want that so badly, man.
I know.
Take me back. Get me out of this damn rat race sometimes. Uh-huh.
Let's get people out of the matrix, so to speak, with fun.
That's what
that's what
Joy Tactics is
functions.
All about.
That's right.
If you're going out tonight and you're listening to this, do yourself a favor and do something like that. Tape
just do something random.
Do something meaningful.
Do something meaningful, but actually, it doesn't even. I'm saying do something. People need to be more random again. Do you remember people were getting all random in 2011?
Get
all
back
the
to
time.
Random.
Squirrel.
Let's. Being random with your friends.
Okay.
Why don't you be random with your kids? Why don't you be random with your wife and your neighbors as well? Mm-hmm. Get random with it now.
Be random,
you know,
in real life. What?
There is a rebirth of random, I would
say. Being random with the police?
You get tased because you're being too random.
Yeah.
And yet nothing is random, by the way. Everything is
destined.
Well, I think that I do think that this younger generation has I think the Skibidi toilet is pretty fucking random. CBD I would toilet. Say. Would you classify that as random? Because that's yeah, pretty that's fucking too random much, to dude. Me.
There's being random and there's being grotesque with your imagination. Yeah. All right. And that's being that's called too much.
Yeah. Well, I'm
but
part
I
of...
love the origin of the Skibidi tongue. It's the giant gully and he shakes it all around.
Oh, that guy.
Yum, yum.
Oh, that's what that is.
And then he's always eating.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with what CBD toilet is. Like, it's morphed into something totally different. Right. And there's going to be a movie right. and a TV show. Did you know that?
No.
Michael Bay has, I'm not kidding. Michael Bay is hopped on the project. And there's going to be CBD toilet movies and CBD toilet TV shows.
Made by the Transformers?
Made by a transformer, yeah.
We are in a dark time. We are in a time where it seems like light. I think that culture, something happened around 9/11 that formed. I truly do think this. So the Large Hadron Collider, what they do is they form small event horizon-like particles. And I do believe that on September 11th, 2001, those planes hit those towers, and when they did, they created a hadron collider that created two black holes that consumed each other at the same time. And what that did is it sent humanity into an inescapable vortex of evil, basically shitty fucking television.
Were those black holes named George W. Bush and Dick Cheney?
Well, that was their stage name, yeah. But
if you, man,
in real life, I don't know, man.
George W. Bush.
What's the W stand for?
What does I don't know, for? Man. White.
Nobody knows. White. Is that what you said?
So you think that all discord started then 9/11, which is interesting. It's a common take. I've heard it before. I've heard a lot of different takes on why we are where we're at right now. But why don't we take it back to year one? Why don't we take it back to the birth of three different philosophies? Confucianism, Seneca style stoicism, and Christianity style thinking.
Well, why don't we?
We're not supposed
them?
To have that. Well, that's what I'm working on, and it's been actually very dangerous, and I have to do it.
Danger in, makes me
in brown robes with a hood over my head in the darkness of night
in the trader's
in
house,
Starbucks,
in the trader's in a with a venti green tea, whatever cappuccino.
It's interesting how threes always seem to appear. There's three of us. There's three letters in joy. There's three Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's. There are three towers which fell in the city of promise, the twin towers in the Pentagon, okay? And there's three Seneca, Confucius,
Jesus.
And Jesus.
So, quite interesting.
And Jesus died when he was 33. 3 + 3 is not
so
three,
they claim.
Well.
Some say he's still alive in all of us.
Some say he's Beetlejuice
no doubt.
From Howard Stern.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What?
Do you think Jesus would be, or any of these philosophers would be going on a podcast circuit if there was a podcast back then?
They'd be going on Theo Von.
Theo Von, the Roman Theo Von of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think? He's broken up.
Why do I feel brain dead? Am I breaking up right now? Or
yeah, you are. You are.
Yeah.
So the 5G is coming. Jesus Christ. So the 5G.
Gaslighting. There is a second layer of torture to Nate's internet problems, which is like.
I was trying to pretend like it's
like. Am I great? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what sucks is to be like a little pissed off, but I'm also like hella jacked up on Celsius and Zen at the same time.
Dude, can I just say there are certain parts of your lifestyle.
Torturous.
There are parts of your lifestyle that need to change. And when you have a little angel on your shoulder, aka me saying, put this else, put the caffeine down, put the Zen down, and come to the pool. And I'm rejected time and time again. You have to just say, like, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe actually that's what's going to fix my ass. Wait, Nate and I were doing kickboard.
You're a devil, dude. You are not an angel. You are a fucking devil in my life.
No, that's where you're wrong.
You are telling your wife that. You are a devil, and you are not on my shoulder. You are on my fucking left nut. Remember when left nut was really funny back in the day?
I don't remember that.
That's part of random. Generation R. I'm Gen R.
The random generation.
You know what they did? Because I haven't told you guys this, but I've been doing a lot of research for our European trip. Okay? A lot of research. And I might be pitching some curveballs to what we do. And I might have found some ancient saunas, some of the most ancient saunas in Europe that I'm thinking that we might need to go to.
Where are they at? Where are they located?
Well, there's a little city called Budapest in Hungary that has some amazing baths, ancient baths. All right. And we don't have to do that. You can turn me down if you want to, but I look at these ancient.
And I am. We're not going there.
I just wonder what's the upload download speeds. Do you know?
Oh, there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
If we go to Hungary, government. We are going to jail there. And we're going to be there for a long time. And it's going to take a lot of foreign embassies to get us out.
I'm going or to jail.
What are we
going to
be doing? Oh, we're going to be, we should go liberate Budapest from whatever government they have. We don't know what the government is, but we're going in there. Black ops. Liberating
the Joy Tactics regime change. Joy Tactics European regime change.
Liberate Hungary.
We should just try. Like,
let's just go to the border if you
showed up.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, I mean, Hungary is kind of close. I'll just say it like that.
Let's not go to Ukraine, but let's go right next to it. And let's do an episode.
Can I just say on a real thing? I have something to say about the bass, and that's why I brought it up, and it relates back to year one.
Yeah.
But something that I want to say is, like, we're going in winter to Europe, right? We should lean into the winter of it all. Lean into going to a snowy town.
I totally agree.
You want to have
hit the hot tubs, hit the saunas, hit the goulash. Yeah, coffee, liquor, and wine.
What languages do we need to be perfecting?
English loudly.
yo, which way? I'm hungry, bro.
Yeah. But, oh, here's what I wanted to say. So I'm looking at these ancient baths, and I've been thinking about beauty very much lately. And you even look back to the early 20th century. We made apartment buildings beautiful. We were interested in statues and gorgeous architecture. And we've now stumbled into minimalism, which I think is grotesque and disgusting.
Yeah.
But you go back to the days where they were building these giant baths in the cities in year one, whatever, in Rome. And I'm jealous of that. And I'm jealous of the beauty that they surrounded themselves with. But I was going to say, they didn't have kickboards. You know what I mean? They didn't have so many things like that we have now. Like, you couldn't probably do a kickboard lap with your
kickboard?
Buddy. Yeah. Like, the other day, me and Nate were doing kickboard laps in
that's
the pool.
Fun.
Just kicking. And it's kind of cute being all cute with your friend. And talking about video games. They didn't know what video games were back then, all right? They couldn't even conceive of that. So I just want to say, before you get down on the modern age, like, some things are better for us now. All right? And okay. I don't want to say that again.
I have a response, but I'm not going to, if you don't, I'm not going to.
What you know, it? Speaking of video games, have you guys played Helldivers 2? I know you brought that up, maybe.
No, I still
many, many
it.
Episodes back. You don't
Should
have
we
that
play it? Mom? I'll get it.
I was just looking it up, and I was like, man, this looks fucking fun. Like, it's like a co-op online game where you just, like, shoot bugs.
Oh, I'm saying we should get it.
It looks fun as AF.
You shoot bugs?
You shoot bugs. It's not It's not like PvP. It's like PvE versus environment.
I wonder if we should do an episode where we all game together, stream together.
That's a slippery slope, man.
I would say there's no way in hell that we can figure that out technically based on that we can't even do this. So but, man.
We are so stupid.
We are a bit stupid, frankly. And it gets in the way.
Should we just get down on ourselves for 1 second, talk shit on ourselves?
All right. And then ego we build, and watch how we build ourselves back up.
Right,
so
right. We're all so fucking.
I'm trying really hard to think of one flaw.
Right. Me too, weirdly.
Weird. Hungry? I guess that does that count?
I'm hungry too.
Yeah, that's my biggest flaw.
Is being hungry all the time?
Is being hungry than I'm no, just right now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, my toenails are the perfect length. I fit in with society perfectly. And,
my body's great. My career's going amazing.
Yeah.
My. Yeah, I think there's.
So, with regards to the year one. That was a very interesting deep dive. It's curious to see the foundations of human society, the three routes that are being presented, Christianity, Confucianism, and Stoicism. I'm curious to see what's going to happen in year two.
Right.
Hopefully this is a series, by the way. I don't know if we said this. We're going to go through 2024. So that's 2024 episodes, folks.
Right. And then we ring it back and go back all the way to whatever, 10,000 BC. The prequel.
Flip it and reverse it.
I want to start doing more because we don't do this very much. And there's so many people that are so forgotten. I would say most people that have ever lived are forgotten, never to be remembered again. So I want to shout out to all the forgotten people from year one. You guys were holding it down for the human race, keeping the race going. We're only here because you guys decided to defend yourselves and procreate. And we couldn't be here without you. So thank you for what you did. Thank you to my great, 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 whatever, grandparents and all my cousins from back then. I wish I could have met you guys.
Probably smelled bad, but.
Right.
We keep the social distance.
That's actually a misconception. Those people were cleaner than we give them credit for. They bathed.
Because like cats lick themselves. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So what gave you guys a bit of joy?
Chewbacca mom.
Chew what?
No, what gave me joy is last night. I did something that I think might have to be a new daily ritual for me. And I'm not going to dox myself and say what park, but I went to the bodega. I bought one of those ice drinks. You know this one? Ice.
Ice? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a flavored drink.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I bought a little tiny bag of jelly beans. I walk around the park in the pitch black. Eating some jelly beans and listening to an album that kind of was like porn. It's by, I'm not gonna be able to say this right. Ike Reiko. I think it's like Ike space Reiko. I think it's some type of like Japanese jazz or something, and there's kind of jazz music, but then there's also kind of a woman moaning throughout the whole thing, and that was kind of making me laugh as well. So give this this person a listen if you want. That's actually very interesting, this genre, because it's jazz music that makes you be like, ooh, I really like this jazz and I'm enjoying it, but then at the same time there's a little pornographic sound that's making me laugh. See,
hilarious jazz.
Give it up for hilarious style jazz from different countries.
All right.
That's amazing.
Pass the rock over to
Eric.
Here's
my joy. I am home. Rap World's going to be screening in Seattle after this comes out, so that we'll have already screened. I'm sure it was amazing. But on the plane yesterday, I watched a movie called La Chimera. Mm. Have you heard of this? Have you guys heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't it seen
was,
it, though.
It was fucking good, for real. And it made me think, like, wow, people can kind of make movies like they used to. You know, you kind of forget people can still make new good movies. That sounds crazy, but like this shit was popping. And here's what I noticed with some of the foreign films that are really good. They're all funded by by governments. You get the Chris Borgli Norwegian funding. You get I forget the director of this film, but she's getting funding from Italia.
Sam Campbell,
you see those
Channel
little
4.
Labels, Sam Campbell, Channel 4, BBC. There's nothing like good.
We should become citizens of every fucking European country.
I know.
Like over the course of 10 years and game the system, get a mega budget, $2 billion and make the fucking
worst.
Make our Avengers.
Yeah.
We do that in Turkmenistan.
The Turkmenistan Avengers. That's it. And it's just all like local. Like government officials that are starring in it as the different.
And they're all looking really sexy. So you watched a movie called
La Chimera.
How you spell
Chimera? Chimera.
Oh, like the light. All right.
Well, I'll tell you guys what gave me joy. I mentioned this before the podcast, but I watched this. It's on HBO, some documentary about a chimp. I forget what it's called. Chimp crazy about crazy monkey or crazy chimps. Crazy chimps. Crazy about chimps. Chimp crazy. Something like that. I hit it. Yeah. I must have hit it in that string of words. But it's about this lady who had a bunch of chimps, and they were all like actors in movies. And I think you can't use chimps on set anymore because they're like too violent or something. But it's pretty good. I described one moment from the episode, which I'll maybe rehash to you guys, but they kind of to paint how violent a chimp can be in captivity, like private ownership. They kind of like tell this story about a chimp that was, I think it was like go outside or something like that. And it was just had to be in a cage because it was like violent or something. And it got really like overweight and they were like feeding it McDonald's. And it just looked like they show pictures of this chimp and it just looks like just wretched. And it's like it wanted to go outside or something like that. And she called up a friend to bring the chimp, try to get the chimp in the car with her. And the chimp ripped her face off. And they have this like the police recordings of it happening. And the chimp is like just going like wild. And the cop describes the chimp rips the car door of the police car. Can you imagine? You didn't know a chimp had that type of strength, right? You didn't know.
I did, but I didn't want to tell you guys. I don't want to tell you guys about it and frighten you.
Oh, I had got a couple of chimps that go to the same Gold's gym as me who are putting in the PRs. You can imagine.
This is just their natural just strength. They're not like lifting weights. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that wild? So if you put them in the gym and you really like, you know, worked out their obliques and their lats, like who knows what these chimps could do.
And you play some Fort Minor for them, get them like spiritually psyched up. That's right. When you got to be extra afraid.
But anyways, just any type of exotic animal, just, I mean, we don't need that. And those things don't need to be interacting. So leave them alone.
And that's your opinion and I respect it, but I disagree. This has been an amazing podcast. We've covered so many topics. once again, so good to see you guys. And just keep on praying for Nate's internet. Or if you haven't prayed, maybe stop. Maybe that's actually what's causing it. But we're going to keep this podcast going.
Despite the obstacles. Haters be
damned. Yeah, despite all the haters and detractors. But we're going to keep doing it.
My name's Jack.
My name's Eric Rahill.
Nate Brown. Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.